Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by sixth grader Cooper Joyner. Cooper, welcome to the HMS Podcast. I'm
glad you have me.
So this is take two. We were having some technical difficulties, or I was having some technical difficulties. So Cooper, first thing I want to know is, what is life like for Cooper Joyner outside the walls of Highland Middle School?
Well, most of the time I just spend my nights in my room watching TV, I play video games, but occasionally I'll go outside, and we have this little creek in our backyard that it has, like, pristine water, amazing waterfalls, and it leads to an underpass, and the water's really thin there, so you can just, like, take off your shoes, splash around, it's amazing.
That sounds amazing, yeah. Especially on a hot day.
Oh, yeah.
So let's back up a little bit. So you mentioned you live at home, obviously. Mm-hmm. Who is at home with you?
I have my two dogs, Millie and Tucker, my brothers, Addison and Braxton, also hi, Addison, and my mom and dad.
And no offense to Braxton, who might be listening, and we don't even know. And you listed your dogs first.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in order of importance?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. And your brothers are aware of this?
They are
okay.
aware. Crystal.
Okay. So I'm guessing with two brothers, is Braxton younger?
Yes.
Addison's older. Mm-hmm. A little bit of fighting at home?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. All right. Physical?
Sometimes. I actually injured my hand recently because I punched Braxton.
Yeah, be careful. And Addison is quite a bit larger than you.
Oh, yes. So, I'm aware.
So choose your battles wisely.
Yeah.
So so you mentioned that you watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched any really good shows or movies recently that you would recommend to our listeners?
There's this anime on Crunchyroll, or pretty much any streaming app, called Soul Eater, where there are two kinds of people, Meisters and Weapons, where the Weapons are literal people who can turn into weapons, and the Meisters are, you know, the kind of combat soldiers. And they go around and they collect souls of these things called Kishin, and they are basically humans who have gone off of the path of good and turned evil.
Okay.
Really good watch. I recommend it.
Okay. So would you recommend this for even those of us that are not anime fans?
Yes. It is an amazing watch. Classic.
Okay. What was it called? Soul Eater.
Soul Eater.
All right. Yep. And where would I find this?
Crunchyroll, Tubimation. You might find it on Netflix. But pretty much any streaming.
Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Okay. You're blowing my mind here, Cooper. This is outside of my wheelhouse. So watch anime, playing video games, fighting with your brothers, playing in a pristine stream of cool water. It sounds so peaceful. So so a lot of good stuff at home.
Oh, yeah.
And then you come to school, mm-hmm. right? So you're in sixth grade. We're recording this on Thursday, April 18th. So almost the end of the school year.
Yeah.
We're about 5/6 of the way through the year. This is a really broad question. Tell me about your experience at the middle school so far.
Well, when I first came here, I thought I was going to have trouble with, like, older kids and them, you know, picking on me and my friends. But I've realized that they are just other people and they don't care that we're here. We're just kind of like their, like, apprentices? I don't want to say,
you're
like,
kind of coexisting.
Yeah. It's a delicate ecosystem that we all have to work to maintain.
Sure. So when you obviously you're at an advantage to some kids because you have an older sibling that's come through. They've been in sixth grade before. Were you though nervous about coming to the middle school?
I did have one fear, and that was just like my locker.
Okay.
Because I'm horrible at remembering things. And I was afraid that I was going to forget literally everything in there and just perish, wither away.
Has that fear come to fruition?
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. Okay. So figured out the locker, and then we're good to go.
Yeah, we're fine. Doing amazing.
So Cooper and I see each other often. Because he comes down and visits with our school nurse. And actually for a pretty unique reason that I actually am excited that Cooper can... So Cooper has a diabetes diagnosis. Tell our listeners, first of all, what that even is. Some people may have heard the word, but have no idea what it even means. So give us an explanation of what a diabetes diagnosis is.
Diabetes is essentially when an organ in your body called the pancreas stops producing a hormone known as insulin, and it basically completely destroys the ratio of sugar to blood in your system. So you have to inject like synthetic insulin and monitor your blood sugar all the time.
So that's a really good explanation.
Yeah.
So let's kind of go back a little bit. How did you even know or find out that you had diabetes?
Well, I just thought it was another sick day. So, like, I was around 4 or 5 at the time, I think. I went to my mom's room. I didn't want to wake her up. And I remember this very vividly. I had an empty Pepsi bottle filled with water that I kept on sipping from, and I eventually fell asleep. But then I woke up, and then I like kind of stumbled down the stairs, and my mom immediately noticed that something was not right because my face was completely pale. She loaded us all up in the car, dropped my brothers off at our grandma's, and then drove me straight to the hospital.
And she just knew something was up.
Yeah.
And so from there, then what happened?
I was kind of fading in and out of consciousness, but I remember being one in a helicopter, and then there were 4 or 5 doctors around me hooking me up to all these machines, and I saw my family over to the left behind a screen, and then I woke up in a bed with IVs and like heart monitors on me all over the place. It was kind of scary because I thought I was going to die.
And I bet your mom did too.
Yeah. The doctors came in later and explained, you're fine. You just have diabetes. We're going to get you stabilized and we'll help you learn.
So that day or that night, was your blood sugar high or was your blood sugar low?
It was closer to 1,000.
And give our listeners a reference. So what is a normal level?
A normal level for me is like 140, and anything above 300 is dangerous.
And you were at 1,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had every right to be scared. Holy cow. So ever since then, now, talk us through your day-to-day.
Well, following a schedule, usually I get to school, drop my stuff off. At lunch, I gather my food, and I walk down to the nurse. She does some calculations, and then I inject myself with the insulin. And then I eat. I'm just like, I'm a normal kid, except I have a few extra steps in my day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Are there some foods or drinks that you have to be careful that you can't consume too much of or too little of? Like, is your diet any different than if you didn't have this diagnosis?
So one food that is like completely blacklisted from my diet is honey.
Okay.
It is almost pure sugar, and it is probably one of the reasons why I'm not a big sweet guy. But lots of water, and I can't drink like regular drinks. I always have to drink diet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet Mountain Dew. Also, I don't know how anybody likes the normal stuff, because that is just too sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's an acquired taste, right?
Oh, I'll give him that.
So, what is it like giving yourself a shot?
It was scary at first because I was young. I was scared of needles, like Grim Reaper standing over me.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, I built up some scar tissue. I became numb to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get this a lot. Like, I post on TikTok some diabetes videos, and I get questions like, does it hurt, and stuff like that, and the response I always give, yes, but I'm numb to that.
Mm-hmm. And you know that if, you know the consequences of what would happen if you did not, mm-hmm. right? So, I think that's just, I'm fascinated, Cooper. I think it's remarkable, and, you know, there's probably a lot of kids that have no idea, because like you said, you're just a normal kid.
Mm-hmm.
You're just to have a couple of extra steps in your day.
Yep.
So I really appreciate you sharing that because it is personal, right? But kudos to you for being willing to share. So obviously diabetes is not who you are. It's just a part of you, right? Mm-hmm. So when you are at school, we have morning encore classes, obviously, that you get to choose. What do you take in the morning?
Me, I take 5-day band, 5 days a week.
What instrument?
Alto sax.
Alto sax. So had you ever picked up a saxophone before sixth grade?
Well, my grandma did have a toy saxophone. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, realistic or anything, but you press the buttons, it played a note. Really fun. But besides that, no.
So what made you choose the alto?
Most of you probably won't know this, but there's a singer called Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
I have all of his cassettes.
Let's go.
We
may have to pause and explain what cassettes are. No, I'm just kidding.
But I heard the background music for his singing, and it just inspired me to sound like that.
That's awesome. So obviously, coming into sixth grade, very little experience, if any, of playing the sax.
Mm-hmm.
Talk us through your journey so far. We've got a concert coming up. No, we just had it. No, coming up, right?
Yeah, coming up.
Coming up this weekend. So just tell us about, like, your progress in the instrument.
Well, when I first started off, I was very cautious because I didn't want to, like, jump the gun and get into the, like, rush E and stuff like that. So I just started off with the basic 5 notes, learning how to play, like, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, London Bridges, Mary Had a Little Lamb, all that. But now we've moved up to more complex pieces like Procession from Water Music and March Across the Sea and Indigo Rock. If you come to the concert, that's what we're ending with.
Indigo Rock.
Yeah, it's okay. An amazing piece.
Have you started learning the fight song yet?
Yes. I can play the more basic version, but with the sharps and flats of the, like, high school version, that's been a little bit of a challenge for me, but I'm working on it.
Are you planning on continuing and marching in high school and all that stuff?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Plan on moving up to the Barry Sax.
Explain to us what the Barry Sax is.
So there are, like, 4 saxophones. There's the soprano sax. It's like a clarinet, but 10 times higher. Then alto sax, and then tenor sax, and then finally Barry Sax, which is the lowest. That's what you can hear in, like, the background of movie tracks when it's a really suspenseful scene, and, okay. Like, it's just a really low instrument.
So, there sometimes, when I should be going to bed, I'll just scroll TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and one of the, accounts that pops up is, like, 80s music. It's a new composer, but he's, like, redoing 80s music.
Yeah.
And then they'll have the duet, or whatever you call that on TikTok, and the saxophone will come in and play, like, over the track of the 80s music.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I love seeing, like, little, even smaller musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seeing them learn and grow is an amazing experience.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Cooper, last question. This is something that I ask almost all of my guests.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have some upcoming fifth graders listening.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to them as they're thinking about, or as they're planning on, you know, coming to middle school to be a successful Highland Middle School student?
What I would say is keep your head down. Don't draw attention to yourself. Don't be afraid to express yourself, but don't be obnoxious. And stay on the teacher's good side. I cannot express this enough. Stay on their good side, please.
And how do you do that?
Complete work on time, stay on top of assignments. Little gifts is the way to their heart.
Cooper, this has been a lot of fun. I'm glad you could join me today, and thank you for sharing something so personal. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!